英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2014年度第3回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answerAnd mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Number one.
Now let's begin.
I can't believe this heat wave. Over 35 degrees for 10 days straight.
I think this must be a record. Global warming is really kicking in.
I wouldn't go that far. The world's climate has always gone through cycles.
This is no cycle.Scientists say it's pollution, and it's getting worse.
They'll all be proven wrong in another 100 years.
I hope you're right.
Question. What does the woman think? Number 2.
Hello. I'm here to see Victor Chu. He had surgery this morning.
Visiting hours ended 10 minutes ago, but you can come back tomorrow.
But I'm his sister, and I'm out of the country on business from tomorrow. Isn't there any way I could see him now?
Sorry, it would disturb the other patients.
Could I at least talk to the doctor about how the surgery went?
All right, I'll page him and see if he's available. Question. What does the man agree to do?
Number 3.
Kensaku, could you tell me what this kanji means?
Sure. Let's see. That means inspection.
Thanks. I sure wish I were bilingual like you.
Bilingual? I'm not bilingual.
Are you kidding? Your English is better than mine.
Not at all. I'm really weak at reading and writing.
What? Kensaku, you're forgetting that I proofread that essay you wrote.You only made a couple of tiny mistakes, and the content was excellent.
Question. What does the woman imply about Kensaku?
Number 4.
Hi, honey. You're home late again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This job's taking up a lot of your time. Maybe you should look for a different one.
I'd like to.But the money's good. And now's not the best time to be job hunting.
Why don't you complain to your boss?
She works longer hours than I do. I'll wait and see whether things slow down next month when this latest project's finished.
Well, if you think so.
Question. What does the woman decide to do?
Number 5.
Front desk, can I help you?
This is Fred Jackson in room 718. The fan in my bathroom is making an irritating humming sound.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll have someone come up and take a look at it for you.
My wife and I are going out for dinner. I'd appreciate it if you could get it fixed by the time we get back, probably around 9 o'clock or so.
Of course, Mr. Jackson. We'll take care of that. Enjoy your meal.
Question.What does the man request that the front desk do? Number 6.
Hi, Yasu. Have a seat. How can I help you?
Well, Ms. Brody, it's about my student visa. It's just expired.
Didn't you receive the renewal pack we sent you 2 months ago with the necessary forms?
Yeah, but I had exams and essays to do, so I didn't get around to finishing the paperwork on time. Sorry.
That's a poor excuse, you know. This is not something you can put off. You'd better go to the immigration office right away to straighten things out.
Question: Why did the student fail to renew his visa?
Number 7.
Excuse me, I placed an order for a book 2 weeks ago, and I was wondering if it's come in yet. My name is Frank Anderson.
Just a moment, I'll check. I'm afraid it's not in yet, Mr. Anderson.
I only ordered the book because I was told it would be here within 2 weeks.
I'm really sorry, sir. There seems to be a delay at the supplier.
You know, a simple phone call would have been nice. I could have tried somewhere else. Now I'm left with nothing for my wife's birthday.
Question: Why is the man annoyed?
Number 8.
Long time no see, Scott. How's the real estate business these days?
It's thriving. I can hardly keep up with demand.
I heard there are a lot of families relocating to our region.
That's right. My only dilemma is that I have more buyers than homes available.
Well, that's better than having it the other way around.
Question: What do we learn about Scott?
Number 9.
Well, now that the kitchen's done, let's think about fixing up the downstairs bathroom.
Okay, but we're already over budget. I'm not sure we can afford to replace all the tiles and repaint the walls now.
Doing everything now might save us money in the long term.
Maybe, but I think we should just repaint it for now.
All right. I'll have a look on the internet for some color samples and prices.
Question: What will the couple probably do? Number 10.
Aren't there any flights to Los Angeles?
I'm afraid not, ma'am. All air traffic has been shut down.
When will flights resume?
With all this snow, we can't be sure. Hopefully tomorrow morning.
Okay. I guess I'll get a taxi to a hotel.
Sorry, ma'am, but all the airport hotels are full with travelers, and the road from here has just been closed, so it looks like you're stuck in the airport for now.
So what can I do?
Not much, I'm afraid. Question: What will the woman probably do now?
Number 11.
Mary, I'm throwing away these leftovers.
But that lasagna's only 3 days old.
Well, I had some for lunch today, and it tasted a bit funny.
I don't like wasting food.
Fair enough, honey, but we'd waste a lot less if you didn't always make so much.
I know, but I just haven't got used to the children not being home anymore. I'm still in the habit of cooking for the whole family.
Question: What does the man think?
Number 12.
Hi, Liz. How was the photography exhibition about the Arctic?
Fascinating. You should have come. The photographer had taken all the photos from a helicopter.
They must have been beautiful.
Well, actually, they were a bit depressing. They showed how Arctic ice and animal habitats are disappearing.
I didn't know that was the point of the exhibition.
Me neither. But I learned a lot about how humans are destroying the world around us.
Question: What does the woman say about the exhibition?
Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, you will hear 6 passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by 2 questions.
number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Sick of exercise? Many experts advise people to avoid exercise when they have a fever. These experts believe physical stress can cause a fever to worsen and potentially become life-threatening. This is because exercise increases the body's metabolism, which generates heat. If a person already has a fever, exercise can cause body temperature to reach dangerously high levels. Organs such as the kidneys and liver then begin to destroy important proteins, and the immune system is weakened. Research done at Ball State University in Indiana, however, suggests light exercise can actually help in situations where people have a minor cold without a fever. The researchers found that study volunteers with minor colds who exercised saw their symptoms improve compared with study volunteers who did not exercise. The researchers believe a 20 to 30 minute daily workout may help open the passages in your nose and clear your lungs.
Questions. Number 13. What do many experts believe is one possible result of exercising with a fever? Number 14. What did Ball State University researchers find?
B. The Brontosaurus. Mention the name Brontosaurus, and most people think of a giant dinosaur with a long neck and tail. Technically speaking, however, the Brontosaurus should be called an Apatosaurus. In 1877, a scientist named Othniel Marsh discovered a relatively small dinosaur skeleton. He called it an Apatosaurus. 2 years later, he found a much larger dinosaur. It looked similar, but Marsh was confused by the difference in size. At the time, he was rushing to discover more dinosaurs than a rival dinosaur hunter. As a result, Marsh mistakenly concluded that the larger dinosaur was a different species, which he called a Brontosaurus. The so-called Brontosaurus, being so big, captured the public's imagination, and the name stuck. Scientists now use the name Apatosaurus for the species, as that is the name given to the first skeleton found. The name Brontosaurus, however, maintains its popularity among the general public because it is more familiar to them.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing we learn about Othniel Marsh? Number 16. Why is the name Apatosaurus used by scientists? C. Biofuels. With airlines facing fines for high CO2 emissions, some are considering biofuels as an alternative to fossil fuels. Many biofuels are nearly carbon neutral. This means they absorb almost as much carbon when they grow as they release when they are burned. Moreover, biofuels can be mixed with fossil fuels and used without the need to adapt aircraft engines, which makes them cost-effective. Recent test flights indicate that the cost of using biofuels is about the same as using regular fuel. Critics say that growing biofuel crops uses land needed for food production. If biofuels are grown on a large scale, food production levels may drop, leading to greater hunger in the world. Supporters therefore suggest using land that is not suitable for food production. In that case, more research is needed to find out which biofuel crops can be grown on poor quality soil.
Questions. Number 17. What is one reason airlines are considering using biofuels?
Number 18. What is one possible problem with biofuel crops?
D. A surprising spider. Until 2001, scientists believed that all spiders only ate other living creatures. Then they made a surprising discovery about a type of Central American spider called the Bagheera kiplingi. The scientists observed that this spider's primary food source is a food called a Beltian body. Beltian bodies contain sugars and proteins and are produced by the leaves of the acacia tree. Many trees use chemicals to defend themselves from animals and insects that eat plants. But the acacia tree relies on ants to protect it. In return, the ants shelter in the tree and feed on Beltian bodies. This relationship generally works well. But the Bagheera kiplingi spider has evolved to beat this defense system. The spider's success lies in its excellent eyesight and its ability to jump quickly to escape from ants. Unlike ants, the spider only seeks food from the acacia trees and does nothing to protect it.
Questions. Number 19. What did scientists discover about the Bagheera kiplingi spider in 2001? Number 20. What is one thing the Bagheera kiplingi spider has evolved to do? E. Towel reuse. Some hotels give guests the option of reusing their towels rather than getting fresh ones daily. The hotels promote this as a way to save water and energy. However, research suggests this policy may not be effective. A University of California study has found that signs asking guests to reuse towels to help the environment did not work well. On the other hand, signs that encourage guests to join with other guests in reusing their towels produced better results. By presenting the choice in social terms, hotels increased reuse by 10%. Michael Gabelhausen, a marketing professor at Cornell University, also believes that focusing on environmental issues can be problematic. Gabelhausen says people who decide not to reuse towels tend to express dissatisfaction with their stay and are less likely to choose that hotel again. This is because they feel angry toward hotel management for making them feel guilty.
Questions. Number 21. According to the University of California study, what should hotels do? Number 22. What does Michael Gabelhausen believe about hotels focusing on environmental issues?
F. Flood defense. People living in areas that sometimes flood are at risk of losing everything when water levels rise too high. Now, however, an NPO in the United States is offering a solution, the float house. The base of the house is made of a material called polystyrene that makes the whole structure very light. The ability to float means the base can keep the entire house above water during a flood. Long adjustable posts buried in the ground anchor the house in place. These houses also have solar panels and high-quality insulation, making them energy efficient. Even so, environmentalists have offered mixed reviews about the NPO's project. While they welcome the potential to save lives and property, some are concerned about the polystyrene. This plastic can release poisonous gases if not properly made. It is also difficult to recycle, and its production requires chemicals that may cause cancer.
Questions. Number 23. What do we learn about the NPO's solution? Number 24. What is one reason environmentalists are concerned about the float house?
Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once.
G.
Now let's begin.
You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
This is HealthRight Pharmacy calling about your prescription refill request. Your prescription has actually expired, so we emailed a renewal form to your doctor. We still haven't heard back. You should probably check with her and find out what the delay is. If she can fax a signed copy of the renewal form to us by 6 p.m., we can get it done for you today. If your doctor needs to speak with us directly, have her call us. Have a good day.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Harry's is good, and it's only 2 blocks from here. It's popular, though, so a 60-minute wait is typical, and it doesn't take reservations. Another place nearby, the Treehouse, is not as well known as Harry's, but it's almost as good. I'm sure you could be seated right away. The Lucky Lobster is very famous, but it takes about an hour to get there. There are also several good restaurants downtown, but you need to make a reservation a day in advance.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
I believe it's best to involve other family members in the counseling process, especially parents. In the initial sessions, however, I'd like to meet with your son one-on-one. This will help me understand his view of the issues. Before we get started, however, I'll need signed consent forms from both you and your husband. At the appropriate stage, I'll ask both of you to join the sessions. At that time, let me know if his sister would also be willing to participate. Getting everyone involved usually gets the best results.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
Hi, Bob. I just found a product sample you need for your demo on your desk. Were you planning to pick it up from the office on your way there? If you're not here by 1, I'll ask Jessie to take it. She can be at the client's by 1:45, so don't worry about that. Also, the client called to see if you need a projector. Let them know either way as soon as you hear this. Oh, And Diane from the accounting department left a message asking you to give her a call right after the demonstration.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Welcome to English Communication 4. You all may have noticed the survey on your desk. Your first assignment is to use this survey to interview native English speakers. You must interview 5 people. Then write a 300-word summary of your findings. For those who scored 90 or higher on the entrance test, you can add your own questions for extra credit. As you know, you all have to spend 15 hours in the language lab this semester. If you got under 90 on the entrance test, you can get extra credit by spending an additional 5 hours in the lab.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing. And wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.